from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't think it's going to be $30 million a year, but I think that's just kind of semantics if it's close. I don't think George Pickens... And Lombardi, that's Michael Lombardi, by the way, the former Browns GM who sucked there, who was Bill Belichick's right-hand man in New England for a bunch of years. And by the way,
we've had him on the show, by the way, yes. So are we not worried about doing that again if word gets back?
He was bad in Cleveland. His son is on the 49ers staff.
Wasn't he reporting earlier in the week, similar to what you were, that a deal was going to get done, or am I crazy?
I don't know. He's on a gambling channel.
VEASAN, I think.
Yeah, so he's giving these takes. It's funny. He's giving these arguments from a GM's perspective on a gambling show. It would be like if FanDuel called me and said, hey, Pony, do you think you and Kevin Colbert can do something together? And Kevin was like interweaving points about rosters and then saying, but I really love the under in tonight's game.
He'd say something, you know, Juju, he's still a great blocker, and that's why I love Najee over 87.5 yards.
Because Lombardi will get on there and do what Craig Riley loves and give his picks on obscure, low-level Division I college basketball games. And now that I think about it, Colbert goes to so many Robert Morris games, he could probably do the same thing.
He's horizon. He's that. Just like the horizon. You know, Cleveland State, these Vikings.
He was excited to meet Donnie.
They're going to pillage and plunder.
Would you agree with that when we saw him there? There was a big crap-eating grin on Colbert's face when I...
I don't know about all that. I mean, I was excited to meet him.
I think there's an authenticity about you that neither of the two of us really can convey.
There was a football guy to football guy.
Yeah, it feels like he's talking to one of his people. He sees a guy like me and he goes, oh, we did go to the same high school together.
I've not always been in Pickens' corner. I disagree with all that. I don't think he's a time bomb that's ready to explode when Brandon Ayuk walks
in. I think George Pickens knows that if they do... Now, you know I don't want Ayuk here, but the best case I could make for bringing him is I do think it would free up Pickens. I think if that happened, I do think Pickens is smart enough to understand that's going to make his life easier. And Pickens rightly feels, I think, that if he's seen a lot of single coverage and the protection's there, he's going to get the ball thrown to him a lot by Russell Wilson specifically, who we know loves to heave it deep. Because he probably, as a guy who's, 5'11", charitably listed as Russell Wilson, he probably doesn't love throwing it over the middle anyway, because it's probably just more difficult.
He didn't really at all last year in Denver.
Well, I mean, I think that it makes basic sense why he wouldn't. Drew Brees was good at it, but most guys who are that short playing the position have a harder time seeing those routes.
He's going to be a problem, really unhappy. It's a real issue. They could trade him. It's a problem. Lombardi on Pickens.
Yeah, I don't
reaction
agree with
to
that.
Ayuk. To me, that's like a lazy narrative on him. And I get it. Some of it is from George's own on-field behavior.
When did he ever get ticked off about another guy getting the ball, though? He always got ticked off about, like, you suck at getting me the ball. I feel like there's a distinction there.
I mean, when you're just basically an invisible man when a guy is trying to score a touchdown.
No, that was, yes, that's bad, but that's sulking because he wasn't getting the ball. My point is...
Which isn't that what you just asked? When was he angry at other people getting the ball?
No. When was he angry, like, at Deontay for getting the ball too much? I always felt like George Pickens' anger last year was, the guys throwing me the ball are atrocious, which is why when Mason Rudolph took over and randomly had the best stretch of his career and Pickens was balling out, you got none of that from him. I am happy. I am getting the ball. I look like a star in this offense. I'm laying out for diving catches in Seattle. I'm not uttering a peep when we're playing in a monsoon and I'm not getting targeted.
The Steelers don't shoot anywhere close to 100% on this stuff. So I'm not saying that what they're doing should be treated as gospel or as, they're right and everyone else is wrong. Anybody on the outside can't be right. I don't agree with that. But clearly, this is not even a consideration for them because they've been hunting down Ayuk since the spring, since before the draft, and they've never wanted to put Pickens into the deal. So Tomlin has to think, and Khan has to think, that the two of them can coexist.
I just think they would probably be adhering to my or subscribing to my logic here. If you have a guy who is good enough to command legitimate big-time attention... Eventually, he's going to command it enough that your big, deep threat down the field gets open.
I think it makes his life easier.
And I also think that they have to know that they have, in both quarterbacks, but especially Wilson, a guy who wants to take shots deep. Russ either wants to check it down. By going by last year, he either wants to check it down or he wants to toss a 50-50
How did any
ball.
Of these great wide receiver tandems work? I mean, did Isaac Bruce want to punch Torrey Holt in the face?
I do think the money...
Did Swan want to super kick John Stallworth? Did Reggie Wayne want to give Marvin Harrison the middle finger?
Terrell
Owens, Jerry Rice, Chris Carter, Randy Moss.
I think when it was Jerry Rice and T.O., T.O. wasn't T.O. at that point, and there's a veneration for
Jerry
Rice.
Okay, how about
the
other ones, though?
Carter and Moss was the same dynamic.
Okay, how about Swan and Stallworth? They came in the same draft class.
Here's my point about all that. The money has gotten so nowadays, I do think it motivates these guys differently. When you're talking about, I want my $30 million contract annually. I don't care what the adjusted rate that is compared to like what guys were making in the 70s. It's going to be fundamentally different. There's a lot of money at stake. I think that's why you don't hear about Mark Clayton and Mark Duper at each other's throats for the Dolphins. Great tandem in Tecmo Super Bowl,
by the way. But is George Pickens, like overall, whether it's from the Steelers or one of the other 31 teams, is Brandon Ayuk being here really going to take money out of his pocket? I don't see it.
In my opinion, it has a better chance to put money in Pickens' pocket. If he has a season, let's just say for argument's sake, Ayuk ends up here, and I end up being proven wrong, and he looks like a very good option for them, and he functions.
Now, in this hypothetical, is Juju on the team too?
No, he's not.
Oh.
In this hypothetical, though, Ayuk looks like a bona fide number one, and they have two number ones, kind of. If Pickens puts up a season where he has 70 to 75 catches for like 1,200 yards and 9 touchdowns, nobody is going to worry about, did George Pickens do enough? They're going to say, that guy is basically T. Higgins to somebody else's Jamar Chase or vice versa. He will be viewed at that point as a true number one around the league because he will have put up numbers with Ayuk here and before Ayuk got here.
I agree with that. I don't think it's going back to Juju.
And I think Pickens is canny enough to understand that. I do. People keep saying like he's this incredibly volcanic personality, which at times he can be, but that doesn't mean he's dumb. In fact, most of the people that say like George is an emotional guy also say George is a very smart guy who understands what's going on around him.
Yeah, but even
despite what people say about
him, Batko said he thinks when Ayuk gets here that it makes Pickens a one contract guy. Ray has talked about, Fittipaldo said the early outbursts in camp, he's got to tone that out unless he's here for only one contract. Like, the people around the team do not seem to think that he is cut from the Hines Ward, Antonio Brown, even Deontay Johnson cloth, where they're around for more than just their first contract. Like, it does seem to me like within the Steelers reporter community, that they do think that overall it would turn into a this town's not big enough for the both of them situation with those guys. And Pickens would just be putting up numbers for the Steelers now, but it would just be an overall audition for when he goes into free agency. That's my read on it. But that doesn't mean that when those two are here before he leaves,
wouldn't it
that
be
he
a
has
good
to
problem
be a
to
complete
have?
Cancer.
I just think that wouldn't be the worst problem to have. If he goes to greener pastures, so be it. But he knows he... The thing I always go back to with any discussion like this is the player has to know that they've got to put up the numbers first to go get what they want, whether it's here or elsewhere. And that supersedes it. You might not like having him here. You might not like part of it that he's already got his money and you don't, but you have to put up the numbers.
Donnie, do you disagree with us? Do you disagree with us that Pickens would be an a-hole with Ayuk around?
No, I actually don't think so, because he will be more frustrated when it is week one and it's Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins on the field and he's getting double-teamed the entire game.
Will he feel better if it's Juju out there with him?
No, because they'll still get double-teamed the entire game, because the person opposite him is almost zero threat.
I don't really have a comeback. I don't think that Juju's a great threat, but I think he is a better threat than what they have right now.
I just
but he's still not much
not,
of one.
Their
second best threat is going to be the tight end.
Okay, well then change it from threat to receiver. I think he's good enough to be their second best receiver.
I just don't.
Among the guys that they have on the team technically right now. You trust Calvin Austin in a big game over Juju?
I actually think I do. I've seen Calvin
Austin. Based on what? He had one catch against the Raiders and nothing else.
Yeah, what's Juju done?
He had one great catch against the Steelers here last year, so he
and what did
matched him
Calvin,
there.
What did Calvin Austin's great catch go for?
A tutty.
And what did Juju's go for?
It was a big game. It was not really a chance to turn it into a touchdown. He had to catch the ball off another human being's body.
Okay, I'll take Calvin Austin.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.